Zarkin. Don't know. Things mad as issues. Probably likely. Oh.
Hello.
Good morning, or hooden morgen.
Good morning, or goedenavond for you.
Yeah, goedenavond for me. Very much so.
All right, very good. How are you?
It is good. I think, and oh yes, you. I noticed you replied to my invites, to my bookings. Halfway through your next lesson, so did they not turn out for me?
Wait, sorry. Say again. Sorry.
You had a lesson after me last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that you accepted my invites about halfway through your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered, did they not turn up?
Oh, no, they did. I just they pop up at the top right of my screen, and I can just click, like, accept real quick.
Oh, I see.
There's no bother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, it's good to know.
Yeah, if I'm on the actual website, it's very fast. It just like it just shows up, and I can just immediately just check them against my schedule and accept real quick.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's interesting. All right. Oh, okay. I will. So I'll book with this today and for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you manage to get all your shifting done?
Yeah, we've as you can see, we're in the new place. It's it went really well. I think we have just have some like last minute stuff back at the old place, which we'll pick up when we go and surrender the keys, which we'll probably do tonight, depending on when the landlord is available. But yeah, everything is done. Everything's still in boxes now. But you know, that will be unpacked throughout this week, I imagine.
Okay. So you'll be pretty much settled in by next Friday.
Well, hopefully more so, yeah.
Yeah, or at least more settled in. Okay.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Mm.
So, all right. That's pretty good.
So I've had a bit of a think about my learning approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, I would like to concentrate more on the conversation. Even if I encounter some words which I may not know yet,
you
can just make a note of them, and I will put that into my homework.
Yeah, no problem. That sounds very good. I like that.
Yeah. And that way, I am practicing what I can't practice through AI, if you get what I'm saying. So I can always go back to AI and say, put these words into a sentence for me, and it'll do that. And if I still have a problem with them after doing that, I can ask you. But I mean, this is the stuff that's going to make a difference to me, I think, is to be able to use the words and the pronunciation. Of course, there's also the pronunciation side of things. So I can look at a word like that, one that was in the list, for instance, and I recognize the word, but I have no idea how to pronounce it. And I think the word means something like truth or something. And it's vastulnik or something like that. Now, I have no idea how to pronounce it. But, I mean, if I can pronounce it, I think it'll help me to remember the word anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do the homework as well. So that's and I think that's fine. I mean, we can always – so now we've done two speaking lessons. Say we do Tuesday and Friday. And then however we decide to do it, or if you feel like there's something that needs to be remediated straight away, you can tell me. But I think I will feel like I'm making more progress that way, I think.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I like it.
Yep.
You can also, no problem. Very good. So yeah, we can do any questions you have at the start of the lesson and then move into the conversation aspects when we're done with that. And then we just cycle through that every lesson.
You see, well, I went through Basu and Babel, and I didn't realize that I still had outstanding issues with A1, which we're now becoming clear with this lesson with you. But I think that's probably where the questions are going to come from, is from trying to develop my conversation skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rather than
Good.
Because I mean, I wasn't aware from the homework from doing Basu and Babel. I mean, that sort of left me a bit high and dry, really. You know what I mean? Left me thinking I'd further along than I was.
Yeah, and that is definitely unfortunate that kind of happens, because obviously, like, you know, they just want you to get through the lessons as best as possible, right? Or at least as quickly as possible. So yeah, that is tricky, but yeah. I'm sure we can kind of we can figure out how to do that. So what did you tell me? What did you do in this last week, or like this last period that we haven't seen each other? What have you been working on?
Heeft hood, or was hood. Ik ging naar café. Yeah.
Yes.
Ik had coffee, and I don't know what the word for scone is. and ate food. Ate.
Heb gegeten. Both work.
Heb gegeten.
Okay, heel goed. En wat ga je deze week doen?
Upcoming this week. Deze, is it this?
Yeah. Wat ga je, what go you, deze, this, yeah. week, doen, do.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do this week?
Ik zou crack na Nelson. To start Nelson in Zara Island. I don't know how you say that.
Yeah.
Zara Island. The Costa petrol. I don't know what the word is for petrol. Is doer these days. I don't think there's a word for that, but I can't remember. Is doer von Dark.
Yeah. So these days is a good word for in Dutch. It's called tegenwoordig.
Tegenwoordig. Okay.
Yes.
You might need to write that down for me.
Yes. Let me pull up our words that we were doing. Let's see here. Is it this one? Yes. Grab this and I will share it, just so we'll have kind of a running tab going. There we go. We have these days. Tegenwoordig.
That's a long word.
That's how you say it.
Taken as a gangster and Vordic is, yeah. Well, avoid.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it. Okay. Yeah, I don't think it really connects. The words don't really mean anything together, I think. No. Not that I can kind of think of. So just see it as one word.
Okay. All right. I'll treat it as one word.
Very good. Like, all right.
It's one of those words like Dick's Bazinder.
Yes.
Dick's Bazinder Cafe or something.
Yes, exactly. Well, that actually does exist from different words. So Dick's Bazinder. Right?
Yeah.
So it's dicht, which is close.
Okay.
And bij zijn is being present.
Okay.
So the closest present.
Okay.
There you go. All right. So yeah, petrol is expensive these days. So benzine is duur tegenwoordig.
Which word?
So petrol. Petrol is Ben. Petrol is benzina.
Benzina. I should remember that. Yeah, benzene.
Yeah.
English. Very benzina. Good.
Yes.
So we could say that benzina is dua.
Yes, yeah, definitely. That will be a very common Dutch phrase you will hear. love complaining about how expensive things are. Zijn dingen in het algemeen duur in Nieuw-Zeeland?
Is what was the scene?
Zijn dingen in het algemeen duur in Nieuw-Zeeland?
Zijn dingen in
in het algemeen duur in Nieuw-Zeeland?
Are things in the algemeen dear expensive in New Zealand? Algemeen, that's not like gemeente in Dutch, is it? You mean like the council?
No, it is not. No. But the words can be somewhat related, in distantly related. No, algemeen means commonly or in general. So I spell commonly. Commonly. There you go. So are things in general expensive?
In general, that's a good word to remember. In general, Eta is doer. Is it Yelst? Which means recently. Yelst or no, that's correct, isn't it? Recently is like not toen. There's a few words I get mixed up.
Is this recently in the way you're saying it now?
Yeah,
is probably just but a centelijk. Recently, a centelijk.
Centelijk, recentelijk. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I should be able to memorize that one. Yep. Okay. So you would use in the sense of hey, recentelijk, eta is doer. Nowadays, which would probably be something like vandaag or tegenwoordig.
Tegenwoordig, very good.
Tegenwoordig.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. And zijn er dingen in Nieuw-Zeeland die goedkoop zijn?
Water. Chinese, what's the word for imports? Chinese imports.
The word is the same. Import. Import is import. What we say in Dutch.
Oh, okay. Chinese import.
Chinese import. Ah, oh, very good. Yeah, well, it's good to know that's cheap everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Vertel. In what for soort stad woon je?
Ik woon in Nelsonstad. Ik woon in Blenheimstad. Ik woon in Blenheim.
Very good. And I would say in you would say ik woon in de stad Blenheim.
Stad in de stad Blenheim. Okay.
Yes.
Ik woon in de stad.
Like saying the city of Blenheim. Kind of like that. Okay. Very good. Is it een grote stad?
It is a medium stud.
Medium.
Yeah. It is Kleiner, Tassen, Kleiner, and medium, off medium.
Just a klein and medium. Okay. Very
Sure.
good. And who is it weer daar?
The weather? No,
Yeah,
very.
how is the weather there?
Oh, how is the weather there?
Who is it weer daar?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how is it there? It is sonnig. Most dark. Moist. Most. No.
De
Most.
meeste dagen.
Meister dark.
Yes, very good.
It is Meister dark. In New Zealand, you say,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, in New
Most
Zealand.
zon in New Zealand, Meester zon in New
Okay.
Zealand.
Het meeste zon in New Zealand. Okay.
Meester zon.
Very good. Dat is fijn. Oké. Okay. Eens even kijken. En wat is jouw favoriete plek in Nieuw-Zeeland?
Oh, my favorite is Mount Cook. You'd have to say, you say Berg, don't you? Berg, the Berg, Mount Cook.
Say again, sorry.
The area
The bear.
called the Berg, yeah, the Mount
Yes,
Cook,
the
yeah.
mountain. Ah, Mount Cook. Okay. En waarom is dat jouw favoriete plek?
Het kijkt mooi.
Ah, it looks nice, you want to say.
Looks nice, yeah.
Ah, so kijken is like, we don't say looking in the sense of something looks nice. It's only in the act of seeing something. That's kijken. It's like watching. You don't say it watches nice
Oh, I see. Yeah.
in that sense. So you would see het ziet er mooi uit. So
It's it here. More
het ziet er mooi uit. It looks nice.
looks nice.
Or beautiful, or whatever. You can
Yeah.
change out moi with whatever adjective you would like there.
Yeah, like fine or cluck or whatever the word is. Not clucking, what?
Prachtig, yeah.
Cluck, cluck,
That?
yeah.
Yeah, like beautiful. Very good. All right, sounds good. Okay. Ga je vaak. I'll say it like this. Ga je vaak op vakantie buiten Nieuw-Zeeland?
Are you back? Can't see. Oh, I see. Belton, New Zealand. Ik heb na de Australië, Australia, Australia,
Australië.
Australia, Australia. Ma neat vertebig. I think that's right. Not
Say again,
vertebig.
sorry.
Ma neat vertebig.
But
It
not further away.
not further away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Very good. En je gaat binnenkort naar Nederland, toch?
Ich will Zook? No. Ich will Zook Nederlands. No.
Ik
What's the
wil
one?
Nederland bezoeken. Ja, je zegt bezoek, bezoek.
Bezoek. Oh, is it? Yeah.
Bezoek is het. Ja, very good. So you would say ik wil Nederland bezoeken. I
Yeah,
want to
ik
visit the
wil,
Netherlands.
yeah, or ik wil graag Nederlands bezoeken or something like that. Yeah.
Ja, graag Nederland bezoeken. Ja. En wanneer ga je naar Nederland?
Volgend jaar, naast Augustus. No, na mei.
Very good. Ja, volgend jaar na mei. Very good.
Volgende,
Excellent, excellent. Okay, very good. En waar in Nederland wil je graag naartoe?
Ik wil blijf mijn zus een broer in law. I don't know what that how that works. What's
That's
brother-in-law? There's a word for brother.
the yes, there is a brother-in-law. Zwager.
Zwager.
Yes.
Ah. Okay.
And if you want to say, do you know how to say in-laws?
No, not yet.
So like in-law in general is so. It is you put so you have the words for father, mother, which is like mother, father, and then we have zus and broer. Very good. And then you put schoon in front of it, so it becomes schoon moeder, schoon vader, schoon zus, and then for some reason it's zwager. That's the only one that gets its own little separate word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with the fact that it used to be the case that if you were a woman who was married under the Protestant church, and your husband died, you automatically got married again to his brother if he was single, which is a really kind of weird and fucked up kind of situation. But I think that's why it has a separate title.
okay. Yeah.
Still from the olden days.
Going back a
So
bit.
yeah, so that's how. So you would say, "Mijn schoonmoeder, my mother-in-law." Schoon also means clean, and I don't know why that is called that.
No, okay.
It just seems to be a weird,
Yeah, it's a little bit
like, and yeah, I'm thinking like my personal theory is that like maybe it means something like fresh, like my fresh, like newly found mother, like. Without any baggage attached. I don't know. Some sort of that. But all right. So you're going so you said you're going to the Netherlands after May, and you're going to your sister and your brother-in-law.
Last
Okay.
year.
Yeah. Not naast yeah. Not naast. That you tried to say next, right? Yes, that is volgend, which literally translates to the following.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think of a word like actor and war
Yeah.
and all those words. Yeah, okay. All right. So
No,
it's
so
just
they
organ.
this is yes, so nast means next to.
Oh, right. So it doesn't quite different meaning.
No.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah, and then achter means behind.
Behind.
These are all like prepositions. All right, very good. Okay. And Wat ga je doen in Nederland?
Ik. What's the word for might? MIGHT. What's the word for might? I can't think of the word.
So might. Yeah. What I would was ik ga misschien.
Misschien.
Maybe going. So misschien means right. Maybe.
Yep.
Misschien is maybe. Yeah, or perhaps, or like something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going, or I go maybe. I will maybe be going, and then what do you want to say?
Ik ga misschien belki off Germany. What's Germany?
Duitsland.
Duitsland.
So I'm going to. I might be going to Belgium or Germany.
Yeah.
So ik ga misschien naar
voor een dag bezoek.
Very good for a day visit. Excellent. Mm. All right. Mm. I like that your first instinct. What are you gonna do in the Netherlands? I'm gonna fucking leave. It's like I'm gonna fuck off. I'm just going be anywhere else.
ik misschien kijk. The Molens.
Ah, yes, the Molens.
The Molens, yeah. The
Mills, yes.
Mm.
Very good. To the Zaanse Schans.
Mm.
It's the famous place with all the mills.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, very good. Mm. Okay. And waar woont je zus?
Mijn zus woont in Utrecht. 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 I should know. Ik. I can't think of the province inside the.
So that's a difficult one. So the province is Utrecht,
yeah.
And there's a city in there called Utrecht.
Okay, but there's smaller areas inside that.
Not necessarily. I mean, maybe not like.
Like on a postal address.
That would just be your city, right?
Yeah, but don't you address it somehow to go? It goes to the right place.
So you would say like street, then city, and then province.
Yeah, I can look it up. I'll look it up on my phone contacts. I'll tell you.
Yeah, go for it.
Contacts. Information. Nari Sundar, Brokersloot 12, Maidrecht. That's what I was trying to think of. Brokersloot 12, Maidrecht. Maybe she went to Utrecht. Maidrecht. MIJDRECHT.
I say MIJ?
Yeah.
Like this?
MI.
Ah,
Maidrecht.
Maidrecht, yes.
Maidrecht.
Maidrecht. That is, let's see where that is actually. Maybe I'll know it.
Brugglesloot.
Looks very nice.
Zeevoenen in de house boat. It's with a boat, houseboat.
Oh, in a houseboat. Oh, yeah. Okay. Very nice. Oh, okay. So they don't live in the city of Utrecht. They live in the province of Utrecht in a place called Maidrecht. The city is called Maidrecht.
Ah,
very good. Oh, yes. In the relatively low countryside. Quite close to where I live.
Oh.
Or where you used to live.
Used to live.
Maybe like 25-minute drive.
Oh,
So there you go. Yeah.
Mm.
It's very nice. It's close. It's close to Amsterdam. Relatively close to the ocean as well. It's a nice place to live.
Yeah, and you've got a few cities nearby that.
Yeah. Exactly. Good thing about the Netherlands is like nothing is ever far away. Like,
yeah.
That was the thing here where I told my wife, like, can't we get a house? Can we rent somewhere in the country? And she was like, well, if we rent somewhere in the country, we won't have anything. There won't be internet. We have to like, you know, there won't be big grocery stores. And I'm like, no, we'll drive. And she's like, it'll be an hour drive. <It's> like in the Netherlands, you're never more than like 20 minutes from a big Albert Heijn store or something.
You know,
it's never. Because everything is so tightly packed together.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of change my expectations of scope.
Ah, right. Yeah. And you have the buses, which I can't remember what buses are. I should remember that one.
Bussen.
And they have the carriages which carry the pizza.
Yes. Yeah. No, very true. Yeah, you can overall heen fietsen. You can cycle anywhere you want. Yes. Fietsen mensen vaak in New Zealand?
Soms. Government council, the Kamenta, I suppose, would be the closest. The Kamenta, I'm getting into difficult territory. The Kamenta try to encourage cycling, but the roads are not good enough. so that would be yeah,
I
not
see. What, okay, not, well, let's...
yeah.
Oh, very good. Let's tackle that sentence. So the council tries to encourage cycling, but the roads were not good enough. Like that, right?
Are not good enough, I suppose. We're not good enough. I suppose you either would
roads, yeah. Are not good enough. Yeah, very good. Excellent. So the roads, the council tries to encourage cycling. So the council... You had, which you said perfectly, which was the gemeente.
Mm-hmm.
Tried. You know what try is in Dutch?
Not quite. No, that's lost. Probeer? No.
Yes, very good. Probeer is try. So the gemeente tried in the past. And then cycling, you would put fietsen.
Mm-hmm.
And then to encourage. Well, I'll be very impressed if you know that. But
yeah, no, don't. I don't think I've heard that on my list.
That is aanmoedigen, which is encourage.
Aanmoedigen. Mm-hmm.
So we know what aan means, right? That means to turn something on, activate. And moed means courage or bravery.
Oh, okay.
And then ichen makes it into a verb.
Oh, so, okay.
Encourage.
Aanmoedigen.
Proberen fietsen aan te moedigen. That's the completed version of that, the full version. Proberen fietsen aan te moedigen. But...
Maar
the roads?
Well, I think you had the veg as the path, but I'm not sure whether that
translate
is.
Yeah, no, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the wegen, the end, plural.
Yeah.
Are.
Zijn? I don't know.
Yeah. Zijn. Yeah. Not.
Niet.
Niet. Goed.
Goed genoeg.
Goed genoeg. And there you go.
Yeah. So it's just one word. I'll just Just one new word.
Really? Yeah. Only one new word. So that's a pretty impressive. I'd say that's pretty impressive fitting that all together. Do you know what
I've been doing a lot of practice on my own.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell because that is you know those words very well. Right. Excellent. Well done. Very good. So not much cycling, not much cycling in New Zealand.
Neatville Sturban.
Well, not if you don't want to die.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, I don't. Yeah. I already struggle with the stuff in England. Like in England, it's also horrible. Bikes on actual roads where cars go like 40 miles an hour. It's crazy.
Your basic.
Yes. Let's see. Okay. Who reizen de meeste mensen in New Zealand?
Who reizen de mensen in New Zealand?
Yeah, who reizen? Reizen. Do you know what it means?
It's either to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
How many people travel in New Zealand?
Who reizen de mensen in New
Zealand? If I'm gonna have a go at this, I'm not sure if it's gonna work. Sinds benzine duur.
Niet sinds since the benzine duur is forwarded. Became expensive.
Became expensive.
That's a difficult construction to do. Very good. Yeah, no, excellent. Excellent, very good. So dus ze reizen meestal met de auto.
Meest de auto, yeah. Tourista Cabral Bussen. New Zealand Cabralk Auto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Zijn er treinen in New Zealand?
Kleinen?
Treinen.
Oh, Trinan. Yes. State Highway 1. along State Highway 1, which would be along, would be. Oh, I did see that on the word list. Along. Mere? I don't know.
Near means is close, like so. Near is like close. Near or close means dicht by.
Yeah, no, there's a word that means along or pass by or something in the word.
Yes, lungs.
Lungs. Oh, lungs. Oh, yeah. Lungs. To start. Road, highway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good to know.
Yeah. Not, ma neat, connecting the islands.
Ah, yeah. Maar niet connecting. Yeah, you can say two ways. The way I would probably say it easily would be say maar niet tussen de eilanden, not between the islands.
Oh, I see.
Or if you wanted to say it properly, like if you want to say, but it doesn't connect the two islands, maar het verbindt de twee eilanden niet. So verbind means connect, unify, and then the two islands and not. Very good. Okay. Reizen mensen vaak tussen de twee eilanden?
Waar de... Ik versta het niet.
Ah, very good. Ik versta. Now I will repeat. Reizen mensen vaak tussen de twee eilanden.
Reizen mensen vaak. Ja, de skippen. Maar de skippen. Kapot. De skippen back kapot.
Yes, okay. So you have schip is ship.
Yeah.
The plural of schip, it's an irregular plural, is schepen.
Oh, schepen.
That's the schepen, plural of ship. Schepen zijn vaak kapot.
Ja, kapot.
Yes,
yeah.
But the ships are often broken.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunate.
yeah, they haven't paid for the upkeep and the government has trouble spending money to fix them.
I see, okay. And so this is just out of curiosity. So is it like, is the North and South Island like really separate? Like culturally and things, and like you only go there a few, or is it like, oh yeah, some people, you know, they live on the North Island, but they go to work on the South Island and vice versa, and you commute up and down every day? Or
used to be, but nowadays Veel Mensen moved to the South Island from the North to Christchurch. More go ahead. Verhuizen means to move. Is that right? Verhuizen, move.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Yes.
It moved to start Christchurch in South Island.
I see. Okay. So Veel Mensen zijn verhuisd. A lot of people move naar het Zuid-eiland, naar de staat Christchurch. Oh yeah, from the Zuidereiland. Yeah, that's a very fancy way of saying it. That's technically correct.
Yeah, South Island.
Southern Island. Yeah, so a lot of people move to the South Island to Christchurch. Okay, waarom doen ze dat?
I should know this. Is it leaven? No.
Leaven? Like life?
Life, yeah.
Yeah. Beter leaven. Yeah.
And that's from the root word. Is that from the, what's the root word? What's the,
of leven?
Yeah.
That would be leif.
Leif. Oh, I thought it was something like that. Yeah, leif and leven. Okay.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Very good. Okay. En is dat omdat er meer werk is? Of is het goedkoper? Wat is er beter in Christchurch?
I was trying to think. Maar werk. Lately, I think later is later. I'm not sure what lately is. I saw on the word list.
I would say like lately is, again, I would say recently, like recently, I would say.
Oh, recently. Yeah, recently. You can leave it.
Or you could say, I think we put it up there already, but we also have, if you want to say a different way, is like lately. You say the laatste tijd.
Oh, okay.
The like last time. The latest times. In the latest times. It's another way of saying that.
Yeah. The latest times to Mensen, the Housen, Christchurch, to start Christchurch. Because Dirk need Auckland.
Omdat er geen werk is in Auckland. So now you spell Auckland? I think so.
A-U-C-K, yeah.
Right, okay, so that because there is no work in Auckland. I see, okay. Yeah,
too much immigration.
Very good.
I know you say that.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I have heard that there is a very common place to immigrate to now in New Zealand because they, I forget why, but I believe there's a lot of Chinese companies that are very, like, really doing a lot in New Zealand at the moment. I think for some reason, I think I read that was like,
yeah, I mean, it probably is a go-to destination, but it's, we have, what's the word? We have a lack of people now.
Go to Australia. I see. So you don't have enough people. So a lot of people, there's a lot of opportunity for people to come. Yeah.
Not enough skilled people. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Makes sense. Mm. All right. Very good. Okay. Well, I say, we take a little break there, for a second, Glenn, just to kind of, get our bearings there. Cause that was a lot of Dutch in one go. Cause I was just like, well, let's see how far we can stretch this. And it turns out pretty far. How did that go? Review with me.
I think that was good. It was definitely more hard work than just watching you type stuff. I had to really start to think and concentrate, but I think it's good for me to first of all, you can sort of see how much I really do know, where my gaps, where the gaps are, start to get a feel for it. And you probably got some ideas eventually, how I can remedy that or what the best way of remedying that is. But like I say, most of my journey has been Basu and Babel, and I think that I fell into the trap rather early on and I didn't recognize it for a long time. That I wasn't really learning, I was memorizing. So every time I got back to that same sentence, I would say, I've seen that sentence before, and I would just reinterpret the entire sentence and say, oh, that's a D or that's a C on the multiple choice list. You wouldn't even have to read them. I'd just go, oh, that's a B, that's a C. Which is not really.
Yeah. No, it is tricky because it's a difficult balance, right? Because as you've noticed, like, you have been really hard at work learning all these words lately in the last few weeks, and you can see it is paying off. Like, we had that sentence about people, the council and trying to encourage cycling. You knew all those words. You were just like, bup, 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 like, which you wouldn't have expected, and you would have never known those words if you hadn't studied very hard, like memorize those words. So it is really kind of a balance. The way I kind of see it is like, the memorization helps you get up to a certain level, but then you have to do speaking and like actual like communication in Dutch to kind of graduate to allow yourself to move to the next one. And then you need to study again so you get to the top of that, and then you need to actually speak and use it to graduate to the next one. And then you kind of it's kind of a give and take. But you've been doing amazingly in learning all these words and remembering what they mean. I'm very happy, very impressed. I think your next step probably is where you have the most to kind of gain from, is I would say just general, like you said, keep going with learning the words. That's for sure. That's always kind of going on in the background, right? Like that's the that's the petrol that your language engine runs on. But what you also want is to put it into practice and gain confidence. I think that's probably your number one thing holding you back right now. Or not your confidence, I guess your ease at which you do stuff. Like you're trying to speed up. Because it's really hard to form sentences on the spot. And that's kind of where you want to start heading.
I mean, what I'm doing is, I recognize that the word list that you're giving me is valuable. But as you say, that will only take me so far, because then there I see the word, I have the word on the list, and I got to think, what does it mean? So, but I'm going back the other way. When I'm talking to you, I'm going back the other way. I'm thinking of the English word in my head, and I'm trying to go back into Dutch rather than looking at the Dutch word and trying to translate the English. So it's a different process as well.
So, but when you study the words, do you study them, which way do you study them? Do you study them one way or both ways?
I have only been studying Dutch to English at the moment.
I see. Then I would strongly recommend also throwing in English to Dutch.
That would be good, except but there's a little catch there, I think, where some of the words have very similar English meanings in your list.
Yes, that is very tricky. That you are absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would be tangled up between, is it this word or that word? I mean, I can try it. I mean, there'll be some gains on that, I think. Like, last.
That's fair enough. I understand that. Okay, no, fair enough. But so I would say continue with studying the actual words, because that's being very it works very, very well. And then I think what you do is you keep coming to class, and we keep doing this essentially, like just the consistent language practice, putting it into practice, seeing things in context, knowing how to use certain words in a certain way. I think, and then eventually you'll end up kind of automating the process. You won't have to actively retrieve the word from somewhere back in your brain. It'll just show up.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to, and that means that I can start having real conversations. And when I turn up to Netherlands, I'm not standing there like a, what does that word mean, all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, it is. It is, of course, tricky. But I think you're doing really well. Do you have any do you have any specific wishes that you want to kind of work up to, like being able to talk about? But it sounds like you're looking for quite general Dutch. Like you don't have a specific topic or thing that you're going to do. For example, I have some people who go on holiday when I teach English, for example. They're like, I need to talk about my study. I'm studying psychology. Can you help with that? Or they say, I'm going on a skiing holiday with my English friends. Can you help me with that? Can I talk some skiing terminology? But do you have anything like that you would like to work up to? Or would you say like, no, just general Dutch is kind of where I'm at?
I think, I know what you're saying. I think at this stage, I think I'll just stay with general Dutch at this stage. Maybe further along, I might decide on how I want to approach that. But I mean, I'm going to Maastricht, be with my sister, and I might be there for a couple of months. And most of her village doesn't
Oh, well, a
talk about
couple of months.
well, that might be a
Yeah,
couple of months. It could be, at least a month, maybe longer.
Well, okay.
She hasn't invited me for that long, so the opportunity's there. And the people in her village, most of them don't speak English.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Probably a small village, I think. It is Madras. Yeah. You're going to a pretty small town. But
So,
yeah, okay, yeah. So yeah, we'll definitely we'll work on that.
I mean, the shops probably do, but she tells me I think the shops they have somebody that speaks English. But in terms of the neighborhood,
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Okay, yeah, now we can definitely kind of work on some, basic things like that, but that'll come up naturally as well. Okay, well, I think it's a good goal to kind of practice for, and you have like more than a year, right? Like to go. So yeah, you'll definitely, yeah, oh yeah, for sure. At the rate you're going right now, perfect. Yeah, no, that'll be no problem. Okay, so yeah, we'll keep practicing at that. Okay, very good. Well, that's good to kind of set up. So you ca keep practicing the words. We'll keep coming to class. If you had any questions about your actual like your own practice, we will talk about that at the start of class, as we do today. Like,
I'll
if you have
go. I
any
will go. I'll go over the notes. I'll go over the notes. So I'll go over the recording as I do, and try and see if there's anything I need further clarification on.
Very good,
And
yeah.
anyway, hopefully I'll get to the point soon where you'll be able to set me homework, and say, these are the sentence structures you need to know, something like that, basic grammar or something.
Yeah.
Go and
Yeah.
practice
Basic
those.
grammar. Once we develop kind of a confidence in your vocabulary, like we practiced today, then after that we are going to work towards like actual grammar structures. I usually try and hold off on that until we at least have like some basic competence, because that is just a lot.
Lot to
It gives
process.
people a lot more confidence. And it's nicer to have it's nicer, like it's way nicer to be able to say words that mean something than to know the order the word should be in, but not know the words. Like it I would it, it's much rather to be able to be like, counsel, encourage bikes, roads bad. Like, like that's a lot better than knowing, well, this should be here, but not knowing any other words. Like you feel like you're communicating more if you know the words. So that's why I always start with that, and then we do grammar second, because it just it's a nicer experience for the students, and they don't get as discouraged. But yeah, that is definitely something we'll start working on once your vocab is beginning to be a little bit more natural, a little bit more second nature. That'll be a few weeks from now, I imagine, at the rate you're improving.
Yeah,
So yeah, that'll definitely come up.
I'll keep doing the vocab, and maybe we can add some words to it as well, past the 1,000 eventually.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. All right, excellent. That brings us to this class. Do you have any qu questions about anything that we discussed in this class, or we brought up? Because we did quite a lot. I'll send you the I'll download the file
Well,
again and send it to you.
I think, if I can sort of get a gauge on how I'm progressing, maybe, three or four lessons down the track, and I can compare it with what I've done now. Because I know it's only, I mean, looking at something that's written down and doing a multiple choice question on Busuu is completely different to holding a conversation.
Yes. Oh yeah.
So
Yeah,
I
because
can.
the thing about multiple choice is you don't need all the knowledge to do well in a multiple choice. You can just know that the answer is a better answer than the other answers, but you don't have to know the whole thing. No, absolutely right. Very good. All right, yeah, we'll come up with a little kind of a routine check-in that we can do. We can definitely kind of do that. All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Anything else you wanted to discuss before today? Otherwise, we'll call it
Oh,
there.
no, not really. I suppose I mean I'm going to go try for the Tuesdays and the Fridays. If that still works with you, and I might even try booking the next week, the Tuesday and the Friday the next week at this point before somebody else jumps in and takes it.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
It's a very good
plan. All right, will do.
It's a very good plan.
Excellent. Mm. All right. Do that. I'll make sure to accept the classes, and I will see you next time.
Yep. Yeah? Sounds good. Yep. All right. Well, excellent. Good.
Great class today. Well done. See you next time. You too.
Yep. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.